briefly, as far as an overview, what we're going to talk about is sort of a broad view of what pretext is, what is the definition. Then we are going to talk about how it's generally used, how it comes up in litigation, and then we're going to talk about what pretext is from day to day, what employers are doing today that may get them in trouble tomorrow. With respect to the definition of pretext, I've given you the dirt simple definition, and it's just a reason that you give to hide your real reason for doing something. And courts have talked about how confusing use of pretext is in the cases. For example, we have mixed motive cases and pretext cases, but both mixed motive cases and pretext cases use pretext evidence. And the pattern jury instructions recognize this confusion. With respect to the evidence of pretext, it's also dirt simple. The evidence focuses on either the stated reason, in other words, the employer's stated reason for doing this is not the real reason, or it focuses on what the real reason is. In other words, I have direct evidence of discrimination. I've shown you the real reason. That is also pretext evidence. It gets confusing because one tends to prove the other. If I prove that the employer has not given the real reason, that tends to show that it's hiding an illegal motive. And if I give evidence that tends to show what the real reason is, for example, I have direct evidence. Joe says, hey, we need to cull the herd of the old and the sick. Let's start with Jim. He's 59. He's too old. That evidence of the real reason shows that whatever reason the employer gave is not the real reason.